Yes, that's the prelude to Henry McCain, because soon we could be standing that much closer to each other if the government reduces the 2 metre social distancing rule to 1 metre. Restaurants, pubs and businesses, retail are lobbying hard for it to be reduced. Well, Henry McCain has been out and about on the streets. You've been in, where have you been, Henry?
Ivan, I've been out and about, and even in the good times, Ivan, I wouldn't stand too close to you, like who would? I've been out and about on the streets meeting restaurant owners, pub owners, lots of different people. And remember, these rules, you talk about the 2 metre rule, when these restaurants reopen on the 29th of June, how will they do it? And some pubs, the ones that don't serve food, they can't reopen until the 10th of August. The World Health Organization have said the 2 metre guidelines keep you safe 99% of the time, but you can always greatly reduce your risk by maintaining a 1 metre distance. And remember, 70% of droplets from a person's cough will travel within 1 metre, and very few will travel further. I got to meet Pauline Fay. She's the owner of Fay's in Drumconrath in County Meath.
It'll be closed on the 15th of March. When the regulations, when we were asked.
Are you doing an off-licence delivery service?
No, because we were led to believe that it was not right, but you couldn't do it. You couldn't do that.
But now they're saying it's okay.
They're saying it's okay, but after 2 months of free coolers and everything being turned off, I don't think my customers would appreciate beer that maybe is just going to...
An old, warm beer. So, for you, could you work your pub, could you serve food at 2 metres, or does it have to realistically be 1 metre?
It's going to be impossible for I think, I don't own a restaurant, but I think it's going to be impossible for any place to work with 2 metres. If it's good for one, it's good for the other. All pubs should be allowed to open up at the one time, including restaurants. It's two-tier society.
Will you reopen ever?
Oh yeah, I will, but the guidelines will have to be come into reality. It is a large enough pub, has to be 1 metre. You cannot heat a pub and look for air coming through it at the one time. It's coming into the months, the winter months.
And how is your health? How are you feeling about it all?
I'm grand. I don't know where you have to go to get this coronavirus or wherever. But there's nobody in the area.
Just, and your mental health?
There's only so much painting you can do. Fed up. Really fed up.
All right, that was Pauline Fay there, a publican from Meath, who's obviously closed at this time. So did you meet other small businesses, retail operators?
I did. Remember, a lot of them were allowed to reopen last Monday. I met a light shop owner and a small local shoe repair business in Swords, a large North County Dublin town. And I asked, what would a reduction to just 1 metre mean for their business?
I'd leave it at the 2 metres for the time being because it's unknown, this pandemic.
Dermot Gochran, you've been here on Swords Main Street since 1996. There's a screen between us. All that I can see is you and a sign saying shoplifters will be prosecuted, I won't steal anything. And we are 2 minutes apart. If we were a metre, would it be better for business? What do you think?
Probably be better for business, but health-wise, I'd be more worried about than anything else. Health is your wealth, you know. Don't mind the business.
And how is your health?
Well, fine. Not bad.
And it must have felt great to reopen last week.
Oh, God, it was like a breath of fresh air, yes, definitely. Just to meet real people and back talking again to people. You know, it's unbelievable. It's like coming out of a deep sleep for so long and being able to, you know, meet people.
And will you be okay financially?
No, but how and ever. So what? Everybody's taking a hit, but look, we lived to tell the tale, didn't we?
I'm Kevin Mooney from Illumination and Swords, and yes, I think a metre distancing would be better for business all around.
You're kept busy, you're kept ticking over, you have a whole queue system in place, you've got tape up, you've got arrows, and the customers, they're obeying, aren't they?
Yeah, generally most customers, 95 or 96% of customers will keep it in the distancing. I think people sometimes forget, but the markings on the shop floor help remind people. Brilliant to open the doors again last week, being very busy.
It has been busy.
Excellent, yeah, really, really busy.
And does it make up for all that lost trade though?
No.
You'll never get that back.
No, definitely not.
And I know this is personal and I know it's business. Will you survive?
We will, yeah. We will. We got through a recession, so yeah, we will. Definitely a meter, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it would be good for business.
All right, do let us know your views in relation to your experience as a punter, as a customer. One texter's already, you'd be lucky to be 1 metre from people in the supermarkets. People are really good when queuing, and that's true on the outside footpath anyway, but not when you're in the store. It can be like supermarket sweep sometimes. So essentially, business would welcome it. I think it's really where there's a sit-down situation rather than people queuing and going around in a store. You've spoken to staff as well.
I did. And you're right. I mean, restaurants, they're desperate for it because they can't really operate with the 2 metres apart. They just can't do it. But lots of people would agree with that that listener that texted in the programme. Supermarkets, they're like a war zone. I was in a supermarket just yesterday and it's very tough to avoid people. It's almost impossible. It really is quite difficult. I met this supermarket worker. She works for a large chain of supermarkets, which we won't name. And you can hear background traffic because people are back and they are out and about.
Oh, well, I think it's very difficult to try and keep 2 metres apart, you know, especially in supermarket aisles. Sometimes it's just impossible. You have to get by people, you know, to do your job. And
you are frontline. You are up there in the supermarket. And new figures show that COVID in supermarkets among staff is actually the national average. It's 0.5. Do you feel safe in the supermarket?
Yes and no. It's a risk that you take and you just hope that, you know, you won't get sick. If you do, you hope that it's not going to be a bad dose and that you won't need hospitalised.
So in reality, you're not 2 metres apart. How could you be working in a supermarket?
Exactly. It's very difficult to stay two metres apart, you know, and we're together every day, all day. So it's kind of like your family, you know. Might as well be living with each other. But for the customer's point of view, you can see some of them are quite standoffish, you know, they don't like you coming too close, elderly customers.
Like I'm 2 metres away from you at the moment. Yeah. You're having your break outside, is that to try and keep away from workers?
No, that's just because it's nice and sunny.
I suppose the big innovation has been at the till to have these plastic screens. They seem to have worked pretty well, Henry.
They have, and I know we mentioned figures there, the supermarkets. They've done a really good job, and the staff haven't got sick, and the customers haven't got sick because the place is absolutely spotless, because they're working all hours to keep it clean. And if the supermarkets can make it work, so can the restaurants, so can the cafes, so can the pubs. And even the building sites, obviously, they opened last week. But perhaps the building sites, they're an example where the builders are very close together because they've got to lift heavy things and work in a kind of buddy system. I got to meet builders and a mobile hairdresser, and she promises me she doesn't offer backstreet haircuts.
Natasha O'Reilly, a mobile hairdresser.
So, Natasha, you're a mobile hairdresser, so you go from door to door. You could come to my household and cut my sideburns that are all over the place, but you can't, can you?
No, I can't, not till the 20th of July, at least, yeah.
And you're not a backstreet barber?
No, definitely not.
You must be tempted.
No.
There's big money to be made.
No, yes, but no, it's not worth it at the moment.
And what do you think about 1 metre to 2 metres? Should it be reduced?
I definitely don't think at the moment anyway. Maybe see how it goes over the next couple of weeks and maybe reduce it then to the 1 metre. But at the moment, no.
You're in construction. Is it really possible to remain 2 metres apart? You know, because sometimes you operate a buddy system.
There's some certain crews, no, they can't. You're all in the same area, sure. And there could be up to 40 people, 50 people in the same area. So, no, it's unrealistic, really. I think we should be getting back together, you know, and trying to build up our immune system. It's nearly gone now in the hospitals and everything else. So while it's relatively gone, we should be trying to get that herd immunity back up.
I think 2 metres is about right.
Well, I work in a residential house, so I still have to continue on with work the way it has been even before all of this happened.
So being a care worker, you're right on top of the patient, aren't you? You can't today, a metre, no. 2 metres?
No, they have tried to put in place, you know, try and keep it as much as possible, but it's hard, especially in the disability area. You can't really keep social distancing all the time.
All right, a variety of views and a variety of businesses. Henry, any opinion yourself?
Well, I do think if the pubs and restaurants do reopen, it will mean more wages, and that basically means more tax being paid, less people on the dole. And there is conflicting advice. Who say at least 1 metre apart, ideally 2 metres. The European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control say 1 metre apart. And here in Ireland, the National Public Health Emergency Team, they've settled on 2 metres. But it's going to change in the next few days or few weeks. We're going to see it drop to 1 metre. I think the public just need to have some cop on. And let's say you are in a supermarket or when the restaurants do reopen, tell the person, I'm going to go that way. I'm going to go straight. Could you please move out of my way? And if somebody does cough, step back. Just have a bit of cop on and maybe one of these days we'll get back to normal.
But what are people, Henry, to do for intimacy? No touching, no kissing?
Well, I know we touched before on the fact that people can't touch. But again, that's a grey area. There's always going to be love. There's always going to be people,
indeed,
you know, especially young love. It's very difficult to keep them apart.
All right. OK, Henry McKean there. Thank you for that. Keep your text coming, 53106. And just to say, one of the other issues that people are concerned about is not just in shops, but in using public transport. And Barry White spoke to passengers and drivers last week during phase one of the lifting of the restrictions. And it's worth a listen back. Just check it out on the podcast on the News Talk app. Interesting observation from one bus driver. He talks to apparently lots of passengers just ignoring the signs on the seats and sitting wherever they want. Yes, I've seen that. A couple of mates all together. Now, some of your texts, some businesses have already spent a fortune marking out 2 metres. If they now have to mark out 1 metre, it will cost another fortune, but they might like to do it all the same. The distance has to relate to time. In a restaurant, you're there for a long time, so you need 2 metres or a screen, but not in a passageway. 2 metres is 6 feet. Floor marks in shops are not always 6 feet apart. Customers are mostly not using the sanitizer, says Eddie. And finally, if the restaurants are allowed 1 metre distance, I, for one, won't be eating there. It's just too close. Well, of course, that's the great point. People said, you know, if there was a match on at the Aviva, you don't have to go. This is the big point about it, that at the end of the day, no one's forcing you into a cinema or into a restaurant. It is your own choice. And will you deny others that choice?